On New Earth, you do not require long periods of sleep, because rest is sufficient for re-energizing your mind and body. The old paradigm of greed, ego, material possessions, and building wealth, which determines your rank, elitism, and social status, will not exist. Your new world will not operate on ego consciousness, where one person or group has established themselves as superior over another, or where a person uses their talents for wealth, social prestige, or rank. In addition, no systems of power, rules, laws, institutions, will exist that differentiates people based on status, physical attributes, or other aspects that separate, judge, disadvantage or create divisions among people. Intellectual property is free for everyone to use. It is for this simple reason that New Earth will not have Christmas, monarchies, religions, taxes, gambling, professional sports, celebrities, movie stars, tabloids, patent and copyright, privacy laws, stock markets, police, military, etc. On New Earth, there will be no need to own anything personally. Everybody has access to everything. There is no need for personal possessions. Everything belongs to everybody. Everybody contributes their service and time freely to benefit the community. All types of artists freely offer their gifts and talents, because they recognize the joy and happiness they give others. The negativity that is rooted on fear, greed, dishonor, and violence will vanish. The only vibration on New Earth will be love. The law of free will also continue to apply. It is universal, so you still have the freedom to choose whatever experience you want. You will not have human rights, rather you will have universal rights. There will be no strict laws or rules for living. Peace, respect, self-responsibility for one's actions, and accepting everyone as equal, replaces the need for law enforcement agencies and legal institutions. New Earth will have a worldwide supply system, which consists of immense warehouses located around the planet, to support multiple communities and larger regions. In addition, each community will establish their own local distribution or supply depots, which operate as both a cooperative to supply local supermarkets. These supply depots will be filled with a huge variety of products and goods, including food, clothing, and other essential items that everyone can freely access. Regions may specialize in the production and/or manufacturing of specific products, articles, or materials. The entire race on New Earth is a cooperative. These items will be stored in regional warehouses, which connect to the worldwide supply system. This global logistical system is the common property of everyone. The simple law of supply and demand determines how regions measure how much they need to produce at particular times of the year. When you need a particular commodity that your supply depot does not have, it is supplied and transported from another depot or warehouse and delivered to your depot. New Earth does not operate under a commercial system, and as such, there will be no competitors, trade restrictions, tariffs, or taxes. New technology and smarter food processing systems will ensure humanity will always have abundance. Everything on New Earth is unified, including architectural design, cultural values, and social order, clothing products and technology. Marriage is optional, but the law of one states that every individual has the right to enter agreement to perform and experience any relationship with another individual, freedom to experience any type of sexuality. To make an agreement, the two individuals must consent. The relationship must be founded on mutual affection. Acknowledging the relationship will bring the highest form of happiness and joy to each being, and the mutual understanding that they wish to have the experience for a spiritual reason. Until the age of six, the immediate family and or other members of the family circle are directly responsible for the spiritual development of children. After this, children begin primary education. The role of a teacher is not to fully immerse a child in the teachings of a formal curriculum, but help bring out the wisdom or knowledge that remains latent in the child's soul. School and work hours are based on a 4-day week, 6-hour day. The rest is free time, which can be devoted to studying, recreation, community work, and spiritual development. Every child attends school until the age of 16, at which time they are formally recognized as an adult. At this point, the individual can either enroll to higher education to commence a tertiary discipline, or undertake a vocational education program. Each community offers a selected range of tertiary and vocational programs based on the industrial requirements and workforce needs of the community and region. This is based on the simple principle that the educational skills of the individuals will benefit the community and/or entire region. For example, the vocational skills portfolio has a major benefit for the individual. This system offers them portability, which means they can relocate to another community, region anywhere on the planet that may require the same vocational skills and knowledge. So no matter where a person lives, they understand the importance of their vocation training, because their role within humanity means they are simply one unit of the whole, and no position is less important than the rest. Spiritual education for adults will also be very important. The ongoing development of a person's spirituality from early childhood into adulthood will prepare them for their entire life. People will be encouraged to learn and explore 5D consciousness, law of love, which includes advanced spiritualism, telepathy, telekinesis, and ethereal healing. New Earth is much like the third dimension without the concepts of duality, ego, and fear. New humanity will simply operate like the top end of our 3D culture. There will be homes, food, education and jobs for everyone, but you no longer have to focus on survival, because there is no money. Another person cannot rule you, or the old paradigm of power over others and service to self does not exist, because we are all one and work together as a unified world. Every individual on New Earth indisputably will have the same high quality of life, including housing, food, employment, healthcare, education and recreational and leisure time, and no longer do you have to struggle to exist and survive. The Ascension Handbook. Section 4, The Human Energy Body. The human body consists of two systems. The first is the biological body, which consists of muscles, respiratory system, digestive system, etc. It is also known as the dense body, because it is composed of solids, liquids, and gases. The second system is known as the human energy system, and consists of a finer grade of matter, called antimatter. You cannot perceive this body physically, because it has a higher frequency and wavelength, beyond the 3D dimension. The human energy system consists of different layers of energy fields. Our biological body vibrates at the lowest frequency, but as you move beyond the physical body, the layers of the human energy system progressively increase to the higher frequencies. The first layer is called ethereal body, which surrounds the biological body. It is a perfect energetic duplicate, invisible clone, and template of the biological body. The ethereal body is responsible for the transport of electromagnetic energy into the physical body. The exchange of frequencies between the physical and ethereal body is done via the primary chakras. When the ethereal body becomes imbalanced, this will directly influence the physical body and manifests as pain, aches, or illnesses. The human energy body consists of four levels. The ethereal body. The mental body. The causal body. The astral body. Before continuing, consider reviewing the page titled The Ethereal Body in Section 1 and feel free to use your resources to research and gather further information on human energy body. The human chakra system. A strong understanding of the chakra system is very important. However, it must be noted that there are various interpretations and models to describe the science of chakras. For this writer, the purpose here is to simply give you a basic understanding of the seven primary chakras, and their role as a frequency interface between your biological body and your ethereal body. Depending on your energy, light, level, your ethereal body, aura, radiates from 2 to 6 feet in front and around your physical body. It is the life force body, because it provides the biological body with cellular genetic guidance. It is not completely separate but interacts and sustains the life of the biological body. There are specific channels of energy exchange, which allow the flow of energy to move from one system to another. This life force energy, commonly known as ka, is supplied to the ethereal body via an ethereal cord that connects to Earth's ethereal body. Without this ethereal cord, the physical body would die. The electromagnetic energy that flows around the ethereal body is known as ka. This bio-energy, subatomic light energy, circulates around the ethereal body through a number of tiny web-like ducts, pipes, or channels called nadis. These nadis lines are an extensive network or transport system that connects the ethereal body with the physical body. Kanergy flows through the ethereal matter and provides the power and energy to regenerate the ethereal body. This bio-energy or ka is fuel for the ethereal body. It consists of high-frequency light that keeps the ethereal body alive to sustain and preserve your physical body. The ethereal energy system or nadis lines connect at special energy nodes called chakras. The chakra energy system consists of 12 chakras or energy centers. There are seven primary chakras, which transport electromagnetic energy by entering and exiting your physical body, and five external chakras. The chakras act as an energy transformer. Kanergy flows through the various nadis lines and are processed and distributed by chakras after the energy is modulated into a different frequency. This energy is translated into hormonal, physiological, and cellular changes in the biological body. The chakras are arranged as an ascending column and start at the base of the spine and finish at the skull. The locations of these seven primary chakras have a direct interaction to the biological body, including the major nerve plexus and endocrine gland. The seven primary chakras are generally associated with specific colors and each has a specific ascending frequency. In various traditions, chakras are visualized as wheels, lotuses, flowers with a different number of petals, spokes in each chakra. The chakras could be termed non-physical organs that operate on specific frequencies and wavelengths, and connect the biological body with the ethereal body. Chakras are more like swirling vortexes of electromagnetic energy. This energy moves through them like water flows down a funnel. By alternatively spinning clockwise and counterclockwise, our chakras maintain a dynamic balance between receiving and building energy, done through the clockwise motion, and releasing excess energy, done through the counterclockwise motion. The chakra system influences your biological body through the endocrine glands. Each chakra is associated with a different endocrine gland. Just as there are seven chakras, there are seven endocrine glands. Both the chakras and the endocrine glands are located along the front of the spinal cord. The endocrine glands manufacture hormones and supply them to the bloodstream. When a chakra is damaged, it causes disruption to the function of its associated endocrine gland. Because the activity of the endocrine glands and nerve plexuses are interrelated and interdependent, when an endocrine gland does not function properly, it influences the entire biological body. Crown chakra, violet, skull, relates to your spirituality and connections with your higher self. Brow chakra, indigo, third eye, relates to intuition, wisdom, understanding and inner vision. Throat chakra, blue, throat, relates to communication, self-expression, and judgment. Heart chakra, green, heart, relates to compassion, empathy, friendships, nurturing, love, and healing. Solar plexus chakra, yellow, breastbone, relates to personal power, ego, beliefs, fear, and psychic protection. Sacral chakra, orange, belly button, relates to creativity, emotional balance, sexuality, and relationships. Base chakra, red, base of the spine, relates to reproduction, ambition, physical needs, and survival. Chakras are like magnets, and that is the reason for their blockages, energy transference. The lower chakras operate on the lowest frequency, so they automatically pull or attract the denser, heaviest, electromagnetic energy. When the primary chakras are not functioning correctly, all of the physical body will vibrate at lower frequency. The aim of ascension involves removing the blockages from the lower three chakras, the activation of the upper chakras, above the heart chakra, and balancing the overall chakra system to function at a higher frequency. Chakra healing is a straightforward process requiring nothing more than your conscious intent and visualization skills. When you open your chakras, you are essentially powering up your ethereal body. Chakra healing removes unwanted frequency, which allows the chakra to function normally. In regard to ascension, chakra healing will involve the activation of the three lower chakras, before we target the upper chakras, or they will not open. After healing each primary chakra, there is a symbiotic frequency increase within the ethereal body. When most of the chakras are healed, and the system is realigned and balanced, the flow of energy is naturally restored. In addition, the activation of the seventh, crown, chakra, can only occur after the previous six chakra have been balanced. Instantly, like a domino effect, the eighth and ninth chakras will come online. The eighth chakra is located about 9-10 inches above the crown chakra, which connects you to the astral plane, higher planes of consciousness, while the ninth chakra is located below your feet, which connects your ethereal body to Earth's ethereal body. Your goal during ascension involves achieving a moderate to high frequency, because a higher frequency means your ethereal body will remain firmly anchored to Earth during the planetary shift. Chakras and healing and balancing. The chakra system is an energetic organism. The seven chakras have their own areas of responsibility and are each connected to different parts of the endocrine system. The chakras with the highest frequency are positioned above the heart chakra through to the crown. When the seven primary chakras are functioning normally, they work together as one system. However, when any chakra becomes closed or blocked, the free-flowing energy slows down or stops flowing. This immediately affects the activity of the entire chakra system, breaking the electrical circuit and hence, lowers the overall frequency. If the energy is not flowing freely through each chakra, physical problems will develop in that specific location. The status and health of your chakras will indicate physical illness, how you feel, and emotional experiences you have. Prolonged stress, distress, and depression are also major contributors for imbalanced chakras. The following terms are used to describe the health of your chakras. A balanced chakra means it is fully functioning with no energy blockages or over-energized. A blocked chakra means it is fully or partially closed from unwanted frequency that hinders the natural mechanics of the chakra, the ability to receive and transmit and rotation. An overactive chakra means the rotation is highly stimulated or active when compared to the other chakras. There is a difference between healing and balancing chakras. Chakra healing refers to techniques that aim to remove unwanted energy blockages or frequency, stored in the nadis channels, that hinder the flow of energy, input, output, within the specific chakra. As a result, the chakra is capable of holding more energy and the circuitry connection to the next upper chakra is restored. Chakra balancing is the technique, guided visualization, which restores their functioning and interconnectivity. This creates a new longitudinal axial current, thus the overall frequency signature within the chakra system increases. Anything that influences the biological body will manifest instantly within the ethereal body, but any changes to your ethereal body, healing, can take 24 hours, a week or longer to energetically filter and adjust the biological body. Research has found that a person who regularly practices visualization techniques and can mentally visualize their chakras rotating and flowing naturally, can significantly increase the frequency of their energy signature. Chakras are centers of electromagnetic energy and each chakra has its own frequency, so direct change to one primary chakra changes the frequency sine wave along the entire chakra system. Your energy signature directly corresponds to the overall condition and health of each primary chakra. You must keep your chakras working at peak efficiency. They need to always work together as a team. Chakra balancing is very important for keeping good health. Think of chakra balancing as a sort of tune-up of the human body. When one chakra begins to function normally, the frequency in the ethereal body increases. Therefore, when all primary chakras are fully functional, the energy system will work together as a complete circuit. Newbies, don't concern yourselves with symbols, sounds, or specific colors. A chakra is only an energy center, so the power of visualizing a constant flow of golden white light energy through them will purify and stimulate the chakra system. Lastly, each part of the ethereal body has its own frequency, low to high. Ethereal healing means removing any unwanted or incorrect frequency not belonging to a specific part of the body, in order to restore the original frequency. An understanding of the ethereal frequency map can heal all physical alignments, diseases, and illnesses. The following table identifies the various strategies to heal the primary chakras, which should be used to develop, modify, and customize the structure of the personal ascension program. Step 1. Heal the base chakra. Chakras and energy signatures. Each chakra has a number of incoming nadi channels that are responsible for receiving and transmitting input, output, electromagnetic energy from the chakra or energy center. Each chakra simply consists of a bundle of nadi channels that link together and work as one node. As the result of their electromagnetic nature, that node or energy center creates a rotating vortex, which is projected outwards on both sides of the body, front and rear. Every person has a unique frequency configuration known as your energy signature. As previously stated, each chakra has a specific frequency, so when one or more chakras are imbalanced or blocked, those chakras influence the overall frequency pattern within the chakra system. When all seven, primary chakras return to normal state, active and balanced, they interconnect and work as a single, unified pole or complete circuit. This is known as Kundalini. Therefore, the health and status of the primary chakras determines your overall frequency pattern, commonly known as your energy signature. The seven, primary chakras can be simply divided into two sections, a south pole and a north pole. For example, the base, sacral plexus and solar plexus are located on the south pole, because they have the lowest frequencies. The north pole are the upper chakras, which commence at the heart and ascends to the crown chakra. See illustration. Because each chakra is a rotating vortex, they function like a magnet, they attract and pull energy to themselves. In regard to the south pole, the base chakra, red, by default will always attract any energy that attacks the chakra system. It will be the first chakra to immediately respond and the first chakra that will become unbalanced, because the base chakra relates to survival. As a result, this energy instantly blocks the nadi's channels, hence the rotation of the chakra slows down or stops, which impacts the connection to the above chakras, causing a frequency decrease along the entire chakra circuit. Reminder: blockages in the lower chakras cause a low frequency. The flow of Kenergy from the south pole to the north pole is known as Kundalini. The Kenergy released from your base chakra strengthens the upper chakras. When the lower chakras cannot deliver the Kenergy or higher voltage to the above chakras, the entire chakra system will suffer. At this point, the biological body will manifest any energy imbalance, for example, aches and pains, alignments, etc. Once the base chakra is healed and balanced, the flow of Kenergy or Kundalini rises and the red ray merges into the orange ray. The sacral plexus or navel chakra will integrate both frequencies. After the solar plexus chakra has been healed, the red, orange, and yellow frequencies combine and integrate to create a single south pole circuit. When the Kundalini raises and finally enters the heart chakra, the south pole circuit connects to the higher chakras. When you bring all seven primary chakras into alignment, The frequency circuits between each chakra interconnect and work together as a team or as one complete circuit. A kundalini current with a high frequency means energy is naturally flowing along the entire circuit without any frequency distortions. Therefore, the number of active and balanced chakras determines the overall frequency pattern. The frequency of the kundalini current, which is commonly known as the energy signature for your ethereal body. Chakras and energy transference. Here is a summary of the human chakra system. There are 7 primary chakras and 5 external chakras in the human body. Each chakra acts as a transponder, input, output. Each chakra has its own unique frequency. The health of each chakra, the strength or amount of energy that naturally flows through the chakra, and the number of balanced chakras determines the overall frequency or energy signature. In the ethereal body, all chakras are interconnected and work together as one system. When all primary chakras are balanced, energy can freely flow from the south pole to the north pole. Chakras act as conductors of energy. Each chakra acts as a central processing unit. It modulates the energy it receives and then transfers the new packet of energy to the next chakra. The first chakra that receives any energy is always the base chakra, which has the lowest frequency. Chakras radiate energy outward in all directions as a vortex, think torus, but the strength of the vortex depends on the health of the chakra. Blockages, a blocked chakra, means it cannot function normally, because unwanted frequency, negative energy, has impeded its properties. Rotation, an unbalanced chakra means it's operating too fast, overactive, or too slow, underactive. A weak chakra indicates that it has a structural defect, because it has been blocked or has been underactive for a long period of time. When the base chakra is closed, blocked, or imbalanced, the other primary chakras will slow down or stop spinning and the chakra system becomes dysfunctional, thus reducing the overall frequency signature. When the physical body is exposed to stress, distress or depression, the base chakra will be the first to react, which causes the imbalance. Chakra healing involves the removal of unwanted frequency and restores the flow of energy to that chakra. A balanced chakra means restoring the chakra to its correct frequency, which is done by increasing or decreasing the frequency, which returns the chakra to its normal operational state. There is a direct energetic relationship between consciousness, you, and matter, ethereal body. Consciousness and matter are forms of frequency. How we think and feel generates electrical impulses, which travel from the brain down the spine. The frequency nature of that electrical energy changes the electromagnetic nature of the chakras, which influences the overall frequency of your ethereal body. Consciousness is you. It is your thoughts, emotions, intelligence, beliefs, and attitudes. Since consciousness originates as brainwave energy and the ethereal body is energy, both forms of vibrational frequency are interconnected. This frequency can be positive or negative. Chakra blockages are directly caused from the exchange of energy transmitted by your consciousness, conscious energy. This is called energy transference, which refers to the exchange or transfer of conscious energy, your thoughts, emotions, etc., between the biological body and the ethereal body. Transference is simply the manipulation of your ethereal body from conscious energy, yours and other people, and from within your reality. The vibrational frequency of conscious energy corresponds to the frequency of the lower chakras. Energy transference means that there is a direct energetic relationship between the frequency of your consciousness and the frequency of your ethereal body. When you understand this energetic relationship, you can take steps to change your conscious energy, thoughts, beliefs, etc., which automatically changes the frequency of your ethereal body. In other words, your mind and body are interconnected. Energy transference is the principle behind chakra healing. Here are some examples of energy transference. From your own mind and conscious energy, thoughts, emotions, attitude, feelings, behavior, etc. From another person's conscious energy such as their emotions, words, actions and behavior. from cultural transference, unconscious energy, egg, belief systems, physical attachments, media, etc. Your conscious energy is simply brainwave energy. Your emotions and thoughts are polarized, they have either a positive or negative vibration.